least I hadn't seen that, and I hadn't watched any of his videos in a day or two, so I'll have to go over and check it out, see exactly what it is. But you're cutting in and out, or you're dropping in and out of the repeater. I don't know if it's on my end or your end. It's pretty scratchy on my end anyway, but I believe you said that was K8RN. I can't remember his call sign, but I know I can picture his face, but I can't remember his call sign right now.
K8MRD, Mike Romeo Delta. He's recently, in the last few months, changed that effect. But yeah, it's the name of the company that's selling these things is Inovato. It's a little bit of setup stuff to do when you initially plug it in, but after that it just up and runs ham clock in full screen mode. I also didn't have a extra monitor laying around to dedicate to it, so I've got it. Luckily, my work monitors use DisplayPort, and this little thing is HDMI. So our monitors also have an HDMI port, so when I shut my computer down, the monitor will automatically switch over. So while my work computer's not running, it's running ham clock, over.
I'll have to check it out. I'm sure I can find a monitor somewhere to put it on. I've got quite a few laying around from different projects or different things, whatever. I ended up with a couple extra monitors, so be a good use for one of them. But I don't know if it's me or you, but you're dropping in and out of the repeater. Can somebody else let me know if it's me or my receive, because I don't know what's going on.
VQ, it is as you have described it, Patrick. It's we all hear the dropouts. KK4 JVQ.
Very well, be both. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there in case anybody be interested in it, and I'll turn it back over to you, KN4CHY, back to KO4HKX.
Keith, I appreciate you coming by and bringing us that information, and I'll do some research on that and see if I can't dig up that video and maybe take a look at that and give me one of those. And Larry, appreciate that info there. Appreciate you coming back to me with that. Just making sure it wasn't me if I need to switch radios and antennas. But do appreciate it, Keith and Larry. I hope y'all have a good afternoon. We'll see if we can move on up here. Try one more time, see if we got any check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. That pause. We'll move on up to Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX. Gary, if that was you, you need to check the batteries in your microphone. KO4HKX. My end, all I'm getting is a carrier with no audio. You sounded good that time.
Well, I came back to you to tell you that Keith was dropping in and out. I didn't know if I was getting out or not. I'll have to check the batteries in that thing. But we've had a good day over here on the plantation today. Hope you and Miss Elise have.
Had a really good day today. Work was good. Most everybody's back from being sick or dealing with this stuff that I've had too. I think half my route's been sick also, so it has definitely been going around. I hope you and Miss Joy have had a good day and stayed warm and out of the wind today.
I'm doing well, and we did stay out of the wind today pretty much. I had to go out and went to the mailbox and went out and fed the big dogs in the backyard and played with them just for a minute. I didn't stay long, but I did give them some attention. Joy fished a big old supper again tonight, and pork roast and green beans and corn and mashed potatoes, and I'm Just got through with a piece of pumpkin pie and a cup of coffee.
Rubbing it in again. I tell you what.
Is it about my community expanding?
Not about that, but I guess that would make that do that.
Most definitely, but the good news is I ate a smaller portion than I eat sometimes, so that's a good thing, I guess. But no, we've had a good day, and she fixed a fabulous supper tonight, and I ate it, and then thanked her for fixing it, and then got I ate my supper. I waited about 2 hours before I ate my pie, for my dessert. But I had a piece of pie with a cup of coffee and kind of kicked back. But no, we've been doing real good down here. Can't complain about anything. My youngest son, Stephen, came by. Well, we got together and we decided we'd go deer hunting on Saturday morning. And I heard you talking to, I think you were talking to Larry, said you would like to sit out in the woods and just let it be quiet. Well, I was enjoying the quiet till that family of squirrels come out and like drove me crazy.
Definitely been there and done that with the squirrels. Them things can be pesky at times. But I had one, I'll tell you this and then I'll let you get back. Sitting in a box stand one day hunting. I'm sitting there and the sun's coming through. I'm getting warmed up, you know. And I hear something on the back of the box stand, and there's a squirrel. And all there is just a little, about an 8-inch slit all the way around the box blind. Well, I'm sitting there, and I'm leaned up against the back wall and watching out front, and here comes this stupid squirrel. It comes down in there and gets in there with me, and I move and spook it, and it goes running around the inside of that thing. I thought that me or that squirrel one was going to die in there that morning.
Well, I'd have known who was going to die if one got in there with me. And it wasn't going to be me. So I hate that happened to you. But we had a good day over there. Didn't see anything. But right as we got out of the vehicle. It was a little bit before daylight. We were easing down to where we were going to set up, and somebody across the river shot, and that's the only shot we heard all day. And so we came on back, and his wife got off work, and he called and said, "Dad, we're going to the gun show. You want to go?" And I said, "Sure." So they came by here and picked me up, and we went over to the gun show. Walked around there for, oh gosh, I don't know how long. Well, till they closed, we got over there late. And he called me. Yesterday morning. He called me Sunday morning and said, "Dad, did you get everything you wanted yesterday or anything else you wanted to look for today, or you wanted me to look for?" He said, "I'm going back." I said, "Well, I'm not going back again today." I said, "I don't need anything, want anything, so I'll just let y'all go and have a good time." So they went back and tromped around I don't know how long yesterday. But other than that, that's about what's been going on around here. I haven't been doing a whole lot of anything much. I need to get out there and get busy again. And I did talk to my oldest sister today. She was, her birthday was yesterday. And I called her to wish her a happy birthday. I told her, I said, "I'm sorry I'm late." And she said, "Well, that's okay." And she answered the phone, and I started talking to her. She asked me how I was, and I told her I was a day late and a dollar short.
The story of my life, but most of the time, a day late and a dollar short.
I'll tell you that way, too. I resemble that remark. But Connie's birthday was yesterday, and she was happy I called her. And now I've talked to my baby sister, Cindy. She lives up there in Hendersonville, and Connie lives over here in Taylor. She's my oldest sister. And then my middle sister lives in Missouri. I'm going to have to call her so I can say I've talked to all three of them. And, I'm going to call Rita before Christmas. So she'll be traveling with her husband to see his folks and you know, his family. They're in Missouri is where they live, but Bill's folks are out towards California somewhere, Arizona, I think it may be. Anyway, we're out there towards the West Coast, so she'll be going out there. So I'll call her and talk to her a little bit before Christmas. And that's about my plans and about everything I've been doing.
Well, sounds like you've been pretty busy trying to keep up with the sisters. And that's a good thing. But Lisa and I, we haven't been doing a whole lot. She got sick, and I've been trying to get over it. And so we're both on the mend now. And so we just been doing the bare minimum that we had to do really right for the past week or so. That's about it.
At least both continue to improve and get over your sniffles and things and your sinuses and all that before Christmas so you can enjoy the Christmas season and the holidays and then on into the new year. But other than that, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. We'll say one other thing. You and Larry were talking about when y'all were younger. I lived in a neighborhood. There was three brothers that lived across the street from me. And they picked on me because I was the smallest one in the neighborhood. And, of course, they picked on me like crazy and beat me up and all of this. And I came in the house one day. My dad worked third shift, and he had gotten up. It was about 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon. And my nose was bleeding, and I had some scratches and stuff on me. And he asked me, he said, "What happened to you?" And I told him, and he said, "Well, I want you to do one thing." And I said, "Okay. What is that?" He said, "Get you an equalizer." He said, "Get you a stick, a baseball bat, a brick, or something." He said, "Don't you come back in looking like that if you don't send them home looking at least as bad." So, a few days went by, and I sent one of the brothers back home looking worse than I did. And, you know, they quit bothering me after that.
It happened when you put somebody in their place. But could you imagine now if if kids got the same advice we did growing up? What in the world would be like? They'd just lay down and bawl and panic.
That would happen. There'd be a lot more lawsuits than they are already, I guess.
I mean, parents didn't put up with this nonsense that people do nowadays. You got your hind end wore out, your legs striped, and you were told to get out of the house and go solve it yourself.
Yeah, that's the way we grew up, I guess. Yeah, they were trying to teach us to stand on our own two feet, I guess. Which was a good thing on one hand and not too good on the other. They probably should have gone about it in a little different fashion. I don't know. But that's about all I've got over here, Patrick. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Sound like you got a super good net going. Appreciate you calling it tonight. And tell Miss Elise I said hello and hope y'all continue to get better. And I'll be talking to you again before long, and maybe we'll get together one of these days soon. And I'm going to ride up there to see your granddad just so I can visit with him for a few more minutes. I really enjoy that gentleman, and tell him I'm going to come see you. But I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73 there, young man. KO4HKX and the net. KI4DOS.
To talk to you today, always a pleasure, and you make sure to tell Miss Joy, Elise, and I said hello, and I'll definitely need to try to catch up again sometime, see if I can't do that this week or maybe next week, because I'm taking next week off of the route, so maybe we can get together then. But I do appreciate you hanging out with me tonight and coming back to me. So with that, we will go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX in KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie, AF4SX. Down here, Southern Greenville County, Possum Kingdom, Honeyapath. Check me in and out. And, glad to hear you feeling a little better, and I hope your wife and everybody else is feeling better. I know there's a bug going around. So, anyway, back to you.
I'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4XX. They make their home down there in Southern Greenville and Honeyapath. But David, good to hear you tonight. And yeah, this bug is definitely going around, that's for sure. But it could be worse, so we could all be quarantined again and wearing masks and who knows what else. So, but I'm just glad that we're all doing good, and good to hear you tonight. I do appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us, and appreciate you doing that. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. As far as I know, Ariel will be calling the net tomorrow night, so I know he would love to have you come check in on his net with him and help him get a good dose of rider's cramp. So with that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all. KO4HKX clear.
Patrick, KF4DOS.
Sounding good now. Did you get some batteries in that thing?
Yeah, I did.
I can always tell when I call for you and all I get's a carrier and that microphone needs batteries.
Those lithium batteries in there, and you know they work real good. They don't start going down. They just quit. You know, when they get down to so far, and that's what happened.
The drawback to the lithium ones that I have found is there's no warning. It's just done.
Well, I got some alkaline. It seemed to last longer than those others, so we'll hope for the best. And I'm glad it happened on your net instead of mine. You know, like last Wednesday, I started the net a little bit. It was a little bit late. You know, about 2 minutes after when I started the net on the repeater. I started the net on Simplex. I was talking to a fellow on Simplex, and I started the net on it. I didn't even look up at my dial to see what frequency I was on, and this guy came back and he said, "I don't believe there's a net over here." I told him how much I appreciated it, but that just proves one thing: silly things happen to all of us. That right?
That's for sure. Just like last night, I don't know if you caught it. I'm sitting here. I run this radio off a battery that I'm on right now. And just so if the power goes out, it just keeps going. Well, my charger fell off of it, and it went dead about 2-3 minutes into the net. It went dead, so I had to jump back over. Luckily, I keep another radio on and ready to go just in case, and I had to flip it back over and flip the power supply on and get it fired up. So I finished the net on another radio last night.
Yeah, you've been in my shack. I've got two other backups here that stay, well, actually three, that are running all the time. And
If something happens, I'll be able to jump over on one of them. But that was the first time. I mean, I've started the net on the wrong frequency before, but never on Simplex. But I did last night, so that was a new one for me. But it's not new to things that happen on ham radio.
I'm sure if there's a mistake that can be made, somebody out there has done it. And I will have my turn at it, that's for sure. So it's just a matter of time.
I used to, Silent Keith, that used to be on here every morning. You would have enjoyed him. His name was Gene. His call sign was WB4ZBZ. And he was bad about sitting in his recliner. He had his radio on a little table right beside his recliner, and he would drop his microphone down between his legs and the side of the chair. And he would sit down on it, and, you know, he'd just fall asleep and keep the radio up. I've called him more times than one on the phone and said, "Hey, Gene, wake up. You're sitting on your microphone again." So we all got a kick out of that, but he was a real super fine fella. He had the early morning net. He talked everybody to work. He'd get up about 4:30, and get on the radio and stay on there till about 9 o'clock, and then you wouldn't hear him anymore. You might hear him later in the afternoon sometime, but for the most part, he was off the radio for the rest of the day.
The morning crew now, we all get in there about 5:30, and we'll be in there till about 6:15, and then we're all done. I'm usually listening in the background, but sandbagging, but I don't get on the radio much during the day. I just moving around too much and just don't have the time.
To go from back there where you're talking to customers back up to the radio is a trek in your truck, so I understand all of that. But anyway, I just wanted to holler at you and see how my audio was since I got the batteries back in this mic. I'll let you go and go in there and see what Miss Elise is doing, and I'll talk at you a little bit later. Thanks for the comeback, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you. You be careful. Have a great evening. Much left of it. Get you some rest, and don't work too hard tomorrow. Sub 3, Patrick, KO4HKX, KI4DOS.
Hey, good to talk to you tonight, and look forward to talking to you all down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.